The investigation that led to Louis Libby's departure and David Addington's promotion is still underway, and the president's chief political adviser, Karl Rove, is still part of that probe. Even so, he still enjoys full access to classified information, and that is raising some questions about whether the standards applied to millions of people who have security clearances should also apply to Mr. Rove. NPR's Laura Sullivan explains.
There are all sorts of reasons people lose their classified clearance. Attorney Mark Zaid has handled more than 100 such cases.
They have foreign relatives. They hold dual citizenship. They got pulled over for a DWI. You got into road rage. You threw your cat against the wall. I've had that. You had an ex-boyfriend write in a letter saying, "I don't think that this person is entitled to a clearance."
But none of that compares with actually leaking information like the identity of a CIA operative.
The seriousness to which these agencies take the leaking of classified information is, you know, up in the stratosphere.
So learning that Karl Rove confirmed the employment of a CIA covert officer to two reporters, but isn't losing his clearance, doesn't seem fair to Zaid.
That many federal employees that are far beneath them in rank suffer consequences for far less damaging and perhaps even far less breaching conduct, it, you know, sends clearly the wrong message and just reeks of hypocrisy.
Zaid isn't the only one lately feeling that way. A group of Democrats on Capitol Hill have called for Rove to lose his top-secret clearance. They've written a letter to officials at the White House Security Division requesting that they look into the matter. In the end, though, there's only one person who has the final word on who gets to have and keep a security clearance, and that person occupies the Oval Office.
The president, in effect, sets the rules. He defines the rules. He can clear whoever he wants to clear.
Stephen Aftergood is a senior research analyst at the Federation of American Scientists who works to reduce government secrecy. He says it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks about Karl Rove's ability to keep a national secret. Not agency officials, not the courts, not even congressional Democrats.
They're making a political or moral argument that retaining someone who has committed an egregious security violation is bad for morale or sets a bad example, but it is not something that they are in a position to control legislatively.
The current classifications of confidential, secret, and top secret date back to an executive order carved out by the Eisenhower administration. Each department has its own security office that grants clearances on the president's behalf. Almost 3 million Americans currently hold those clearances. Agency officials say most U.S. citizens who don't have overwhelming debt, a criminal record, or close ties to a foreign government can get a security clearance. For those in need of the highest levels of access, investigators will spend months delving into an applicant's past and interviewing neighbors. Mark Roth, general counsel for the American Federation of Government Employees, handles half a dozen security cases a year. He says the problem isn't getting a security clearance, it's losing it. That process is swift, often secret, and usually permanent.
When the government revokes a security clearance, that employee is basically gone. Their reputation is ruined. Obviously, getting another job after your security clearance has been revoked is almost impossible, so your life is pretty much destroyed.
White House officials don't want to see any more employees in trouble over revealing secret information. The president has ordered mandatory refresher lectures on how to handle classified material for all White House employees, including Vice President Cheney's staff and Karl Rove. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.